different kinds of seeds. He says it was a time when many new kinds of seeds were coming into Zimbabwe. He said some farmers began to use them and increased their crop production. Mr. Mumbaya said his parents used the money earned from those crops to send all their children to school. Mr. Mumbaya is now a researcher at Cornell University in New York. He is working on a project that he hopes will give other small farmers the same chance his parents had. He leads the African Seed Access Index, TESI, which researches Africa's seed industry. The organization was launched in March. It is a joint effort of Cornell University, a nonprofit group called Market Matters, Inc., and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. TESI hopes to provide improved seeds to owners of small farms. Mr. Mumbaya says Africa's seed industry is complex and can be inefficient. He says TESI will try to identify areas of the industry that can be improved. Some private seed developers are operating in Africa, but not many, and they have not worked to develop new seeds. Most farmers in Africa use the same seeds they have been planting for many years, unlike farmers in the Western world. The seeds have not been improved to resist disease or tolerate drought. George Bagirwa works at the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, or AGRA. He says there are not enough improved seeds in Africa to supply the millions of farmers who need them.
I remember when before AGRA came in some countries like Burkina Faso, like Mali, even Ghana, there were no seed companies. At least today, you have an average of about 6 to 8 seed companies in place. However, looking at the amount of seed each company produces, that is still very little.
He says improved seeds can help small farmers increase their production by 6 times. Mr. Mumbaya says this difference can be enough to help farmers who are now growing just enough food to feed their families. He says instead they could grow crops to sell as well. He says that could help them escape poverty. Mr. Mumbaya says there is still much work to be done to fully develop Africa's seed industry. But he says if seed companies and farmers in Africa continue to use the same agricultural technology the rest of the world uses, Africa will someday be able to feed itself. And that's the VOA Learning English Environment and Science Report. I'm Marcia James.
Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History.